Well, the Supreme Court, quite a lineup. The Supreme Court's going to hear, we just learned, a case on affirmative action. They're going to hear about gun rights, abortion, and so much more. But the affirmative action, you know, it's been to the Supreme Court, but apparently it's going back. So I had to get one of my old friends and most knowledgeable individuals when it comes to constitutional law, William Wagner, the professor. I had to get him on the line. Distinguished Professor Emeritus, former federal judge, former federal prosecutor. He's been there. William, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be back.
Yeah. Where have you been? What have you been doing? No, we'll get to that later. I'm just kidding. let's talk about this could be, Professor, the most consequential session of the Supreme Court, maybe of my lifetime. I mean, we've got Roe v. Wade. We've got gun rights. We've got religious rights. We've got this affirmative action case. And that's just a partial list of the big. These are all big cases, aren't they?
They are. And there is actually a common theme or thread that ties them all together. And what you are seeing for the first time in a generation is a majority of the Supreme Court that is saying, you know what, we need to look at the Constitution and we need to stick to our lane and our role under the constitutional order. And our job isn't to make policy. It's to, you know, decide cases and controversies based on what the law is. And that is the law that Congress has given to us. And in the past, in all those types of areas that you just talked about, whether it be, you know, gun rights or abortion or affirmative action, you know, Congress has spoken pretty clear, or the Constitution through the people has spoken pretty clearly. But the court in the past has said, you know, we don't like what it says, so we're going to change it. And what you're seeing in all these cases is a majority of the court saying, you know, that is threatening good governance under the rule of law in this nation. And so we are going to, you know, hopefully return to the rule of law, that being the Constitution, that being what the people's representatives say the law should be. And we're going to start there. We're going to say, what did the people's representatives in the law say? And so, for example, in the affirmative action case, you know, when Title VI and Title VII and the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was enacted by the people's representatives, they made very clear that affirmative action was intended as a remedy to remedy intentional discrimination. It was never intended to give preferential relief based on somebody's race, or to give preferences based on somebody's race. And so many universities, you know, have, you know, disregarded that. And then the Supreme Court, in a case called Grutter versus Bollinger, and it involved the University of Michigan, actually said that, you know, the university or the government could use race as a preference, not just to remedy some past intentional discrimination, but to actually give preferences, you know, because there was this compelling government interest in diversity. And so what the court will be doing now in this case is, you know, say, hey, did we get it wrong there? Did the people's representatives, you know, implement affirmative action as a remedy for intentional discrimination, or was it supposed to be this social construct that we could advance somebody's political agenda? And so that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. So, you know, so these are a return to the Constitution. And I want to change direction here for a moment, because just yesterday, a judge in New York struck down the mandates. And I don't think anything is more top of mind right now than the mandates. You know, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, shot down a mandate for companies over 100 people, but upheld the mandate to require vaccinations for healthcare workers in America, which is kind of schizophrenic. And so I guess my question to you is, as you look at one justice in particular, Brett Kavanaugh, what do you make of him so far? Because I don't think he's going to turn out to be nearly as conservative as people on the right had hoped. What do you think?
Well, I raised, you know, a cautionary concern during his, you know, nomination. And but let me step you back a second here, because I think they got it wrong in that second case involving mandates of healthcare workers. But But they were trying to get it right. At least a number of the justices were trying to get it right. And again, it's that same thread. You know, what you saw in the OSHA case, and we filed briefs in these cases, by the way, representing, you know, many surgeons and doctors and nurses and frontline workers. And we were arguing that you've got to look at the Constitution. You have to look at the statute. Did Congress give the executive branch authority to do these mandates? And that's what the court said. No, they didn't. So, no, the mandate's wrong. Now, what the press hasn't reported, in the second case where they upheld it, they tried to find some authority authorizing the executive branch to do that. But the part that they didn't, that the press has not reported, is that they made very clear in there that that exercise of government power with these mandates is limited by the rule of law and the Constitution. And so the Constitution says you have, for example, the free exercise of religious conscience. And so you cannot use that mandate in a way that interferes with religious conscience, the court said. And so in some ways, they're not all the way there yet, Steve, but, you know, there's a lot of justices on that court trying to bring the whole court, including Kavanaugh, to a place where they say, you know what, the founders got it right. Let's just work with the framework they gave us. And you know, we actually could restore this country to a place where we could all peacefully coexist again, even though we've got deep, deep differences in how the way we want to do things.
Yeah, I think there is a deep, I think America wants to go back to having our elected officials in charge, because the term that I've come up with, regulation without representation, I think really is what we're dealing with. It used to be taxation without representation, but they take lots of tax money from us, even though we vote for them. But it's regulation, it's health officials, it's bureaucrats, all sorts of people at three-lettered agencies telling Americans what they can, cannot do, what the fines will be, taking their liberty, taking their homes, taking their resources. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, back to this affirmative action thing in front of the Supreme Court right now. You know, there are universities. Spring Arbor University, right here in Michigan, you know, does its admissions based on the competence and the content of the person's character, not the color of their skin. You know, other universities, like the one that is being challenged in the Supreme Court right now, says, no, we're going to consider factor and we're going to give preferences. And so, you know, if you're one color skin, you're going to get some extra points. And if you're another color skin, you're going to get hurt. And so, you know, that is, you know, something that is, you know, fairly dangerous when you look and see that when the Democrats and the Republicans that enacted the Civil Rights Act of 1964 said, no, we want this to be about equal protection under the law. Every human being is made, you know, in the image of God, and therefore every human being has, you know, equal dignity. And that's where the Equal Protection Clause comes from, is that every human being is entitled to, you know, respect because they all have human dignity. And it's not about the color of the skin. We're all Americans. We're one race. We're the human race. And to be sure, we have different ethnicities, but we're one race. And to, you know, say that, you know, we're going to, as judges, wearing robes, and because we have robes on, we can change what the people said there, both Democrats right. and Republicans together.
And therein lies wrong. The problem. Therein lies the problem. Professor William Wagner, always appreciate your insights, golden as they always are, sir. Thank you for the education.
What a great to be back with you again, Steve, and God bless you for all you're doing.
All right. Talk soon, my friend. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.